A fine opener. There you heard City Boy playing During Surgery Hours. That's the title of that number, During Surgery Hours, subtitled Doctor Doctor. No need to wonder where the inspiration from that number came. But on the next one, let me just explain that this is a variation on the Fast theme, and it's another original from City Boy. This is called The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Applause and barroom buzz had left him crying. But in his dreams, they kissed him clean. He heard them sighing. Listen. To her like this, and on her arm a silver charm with the Roman numbers. Look, look, ow, ow. So with her eyes glowing like a coal and breathing as he curled, she gave her hand. her eye and smiled a smile that left him chilling. The price of fame was all she claimed, and he was willing. Oh yeah.
Yes, I remember when our producer, Jeff Griffin, and I were talking to that famous Brummy, Roy Wood. He said there was a lot of musical talent up in Birmingham just waiting to be discovered. And here's the proof in City Boy. Very fine. The band have an album coming out next month on the 14th of February, to be exact. It's called City Boy, and it was produced by Robert John Lang, engineered by Mick Glossop. And that will be out on the Vertigo label, so look out for that. Here's another track from it, and this is called Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard from City Boy. I'd like just to take some time out to give you the lineup of the band now. We have on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Steve Broughton. On lead vocals, Lowell Mason. Keyboards and vocals, we have Max Thomas. On lead guitar and vocals, Mike Slamer. On bass guitar and vocals, Chris Dunn. And on drums, Roger Kent, City Boy. Yeah. That's it, take a bow. Right, but we continue now with a number called Oddball Dance.
Now the doctor said that a week in bed would certainly do the trick. But I knew from the start that it wasn't my heart, it was my head that was making me sick. I got support, taking trips abroad to improve the condition I had. Just sitting at home like a sack full of bones while my neck got utterly mad. LSD, wrote to magazines, I gotta sell you with one eye on the door. But I'd like to endorse the Lonely Hoopers cast and the really show what I'd asked him for. I was supposed to arrive, kinda nervous and shy, when the atmosphere put me at ease. It was cozy and warm, not the day it was born, with the smell of an adjustment breeze. I'm a regular guy, used to sit in a room full of squares. I was quick to surmise, I was watching two guys who were really taking off on the stairs. The music was hard, a little avant-garde. I had to give my ear to the ground. And I had to remark on the poster of Marx and the use of the roach in the lounge. There was the hairy me wave with paper burying shades. I really thought that they were putting me on. But I turned around to find 1,000 rounds of ammunition lying there in the jar. I left the room to find solitude and to contemplate the meaning of time. But when I returned, I got my fingers burned. Can you lend me the breath for the fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty visual, that number, Old Ball Dance, which is tough for all the people listening at home on the radio, but I'm sure you could imagine the routine to that one. Old Ball Dance. On the City Boy album, they close side two with a particular number, which is called 5,000 Years, Don't Know, Can't Tell. And in fact, City Boy are going to close their set with that very number. 5,000 Years, Don't Know, Can't Tell.
Our carpets are worn and all our curtains torn, but the mood carries on and on beyond till it's gone.
the gnome? Who's the gnome? Who's the gnome?
Closing the set with 5,000 years, that was City Boy. City Boy, let's hear it for them.